From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kurdish-led Syrian forces launched an offensive Sunday to gain control of the city of Raqqa, the de facto capital of the Islamic State group. A U.S. envoy says the offensive is receiving American air support, and U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said Sunday the coalition will continue to do what it can to enable local forces to defeat the Islamic State. Iraqi troops inside the city of Mosul slowed their advance Sunday on the city's eastern front. Islamic State militants have taken over neighborhoods in the area, and troops are trying to protect civilians from being harmed in the battle. Here is Special U.S. Envoy Brett McGurk.
So right now, everything in Mosul is ahead of schedule on all axes of advance, but Daesh, as we expected, is putting up a fierce fight, and I expect this will take some time to conclude.
On Saturday, an Iraqi general said his forces trying to encircle the city had driven Islamic State extremists out of a key town on the city's southern front. A spokesman for Turkey's main pro-Kurdish party announced Sunday that it is withdrawing from parliament after the unprecedented arrests of nine of its lawmakers, including the party's two co-leaders. In a televised speech, Turkey's prime minister called on the party to, in his words, return from this mistake before it's too late. Turkey drew international condemnation following the arrests, which brought into question the state of democracy in Turkey. Officials in the Indian capital, New Delhi, shut down schools, halted construction activity, and closed a coal-fired power plant temporarily as alarm bells were sounded about the deadly haze of air pollution that has enshrouded the city this past week. This is VOA News. In the U.S. presidential campaign, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are appearing in key states in a last-minute bid to grab the attention of undecided voters. More than 41 million Americans have already voted in states that allow early voting. Both Clinton and Trump have been painting a dark picture of what the country would look like with the other in the White House. Clinton spoke in Pennsylvania.
This election is about doing everything we can to stop the movement to destroy President Obama's legacy.
Trump made an appearance in Iowa.
There's little doubt that FBI Director Comey and the great special agents within the FBI will be able to collect more than enough evidence to garner indictments against Hillary Clinton and her inner circle.
National surveys continue to show Clinton with a narrow edge over Trump. Most polling analysts are predicting a Clinton victory on Tuesday, but her advantage over Trump is not believed to be insurmountable. Voters in 35 states will decide policy issues Tuesday that include legalizing recreational use of marijuana and restricting access to guns and ammunition. 160 ballot initiatives will be decided by the voters. At least 24 people were killed and more than 80 wounded in fighting between Puntland and Galmudug state forces in the central Somali town of Galkayo. The two states agreed to a ceasefire just days ago. Witnesses say fighting erupted Sunday on the west side of town and later spread out to communities surrounding the town. Medical officials say at least 24 people were killed. Pope Francis urged political leaders across the world to respect the dignity of prison inmates and to offer them amnesty whenever possible. Francis held a special Jubilee Mass Sunday for some 1,000 prisoners from 12 countries and their families, as well as prison chaplains and volunteers in St. Peter's Basilica. A U.S. citizen who believes his computer was hacked by the Ethiopian government is appealing for the right to have his case heard in a U.S. court. In 2014, a district court found that the man, known by the pseudonym Kidane, could not sue Ethiopia for using software to monitor his activity. The 2014 decision determined that U.S. courts do not have jurisdiction because the alleged malware attack was initiated outside U.S. borders. Kidane, a government critic, is living in the U.S. He believes the government used a malware program to record his Skype calls, monitor his web searches, and scan his email. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.